Ottawa, this year marks the Supreme Court of Canada's 150th anniversary. Since 1875, this court has played a significant role in defining the country's legal landscape and Canadian society. Its decisions have and will continue to impact your everyday life. The court has also evolved over 150 years to reflect Canadian society. Key milestones, such as the coming into force of the Canadian Charter of Rights and Freedoms in 1982, signaled big changes for the court. The diversity of the judges on the bench, the use of technology, and the protection of judicial independence have all contributed to the evolution of this important Canadian institution. There would be no democracy in Canada without the judicial branch of government, said Chief Justice Richard Wagner. The Supreme Court of Canada has helped shape our country for 150 years. Every day, we work to uphold that tradition in service of the rule of law and the protection of Canadians' rights and freedoms. Over the course of 2025, there will be many opportunities to reflect on our history, understand how the court has evolved over the years, and look towards the future. We will continue to play a key role in shaping a just and fair society for Canadians and with Canadians. Our hope is that everyone, the legal community, academia, visitors, students, and people from across the country, will participate in the commemorative events we have planned. The Supreme Court's new website will help facilitate that participation, with information about our 150th anniversary, our history, and several new features we are proud to launch today. Designed with accessibility and users in mind, the new website includes quick access links for counsel, self-represented litigants, members of the public, and the media from the home page. A dedicated page of resources for self-represented litigants. A live chat function with the registry. A What's New page. A streamlined, modern design. The dedicated 150th anniversary page also provides information about the various initiatives planned throughout the year, including the court's upcoming visit to Victoria, BC, from Feb 3 to 4.